Harrisburg Mayor John McPeak's looking at that forecast and saying this could be our really good third annual Sasquatch Festival. Am I right, John?
It's fourth annual, Tom.
Oh, is it fourth this time? No kidding. Sorry for getting my count wrong.
Yeah, we started that in 2020 during COVID. That's when we came up with the idea to do the Sasquatch Festival.
Okay, so I'm going to put you on the spot here, John.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
Sasquatch call. Do you have one?
We have. Well, this year, we're actually having.
No, I'm talking about you, buddy.
Oh, I do, but Tom, it's still loud. I don't know if the radio can handle it.
Okay, all right. So tell me about this. What is the Sasquatch call?
Well, it's a call that the Sasquatch makes. So we thought this year we would have a contest to see who has the best Sasquatch call in Southern Illinois. But the weird thing about it is, there's been people calling us from other states that are wanting to come to participate in the Sasquatch calling contest. So it must be a serious issue.
Yeah, and my first thought is that's success.
Yes, that is success.
All right, when people want to come and join in your Sasquatch call. So what else involved in the Sasquatch Festival? Only goes on one day, right? Saturday? What are the hours?
It's Saturday. It starts at 10 o'clock. It starts off with the 5K, the Run Like a Squatch 5K. This year we have 147 participants in the Run Like a Squatch 5K. 11 o'clock, we get the free ride start till 7 o'clock p.m. The vendor booths open up at 11, and then the music starts at noon with the Jake Myers Band. Then we have at City Hall, we're going to have three gentlemen coming, and they are expert Sasquatchers. They will have a roundtable discussion about Sasquatch if anybody wants to ask any questions. And that's always big. People love that. And these guys that are coming, one of them is coming from Kentucky, and the other guys are some local guys in Central Illinois and a couple of guys from here in Southern Illinois.
Is this all this happen on the square?
It all happens on the square and at City Hall.
All right, so a lot of free stuff. This has succeeded rather well for Harrisburg, hasn't the Sasquatch Festival? I mean, you got the Big Muddy Monster Festival over in Murfreesboro celebrating their own version of Sasquatch, and you've got, of course, Sasquatch in the Shawnee National Forest, but as you mentioned, the fourth annual. This has worked out pretty good. But, you know, what's interesting about organizations and events like this, of how dependent success is on the volunteers that come to help.
That, Tom, the volunteers and the people that are helping put the Sasquatch Festival on with donations like SIH, WLC Management, and the Saline County Tourism Board, I mean, with their help and giving us money to do this, that's why we're able to do it for free. And the other community members of the citizens have also been donating to help pay for this. You know, a carnival's not cheap, so, you know, and to do it for free, that's just that's a big draw for us. And people just love it. It's taken off and it's done really well. Like this year, we have over 120 craft vendors. And the first year we did it, we had maybe 15 or 20. Second year, about 30. Last year, I think we had about 45 or 50. And we're over 100 vendors this year, booth vendors. And that's just amazing.
John, I want to talk to you about a couple other items here real quick. You know, I told John this story. We were on the phone talking that, you know, I had a friend who'd come from quite some distance, Georgia, back to Southern Illinois, Harrisburg native. We were on our way to a birthday party, and we kind of took crossways through the town where he used to live and I used to live, and all the way through around. And we kind of came to the summation that there was an abandoned house or a burned house on just about every block. I know that sounds bad. I know it's not accurate, but it is an impression that is left with people, and you're trying to rectify that.
I am, Tom. It's a major problem. These houses that we have that are burnt, and the ones that are just left abandoned, and nobody cares. Nobody does anything with them. Nobody buys them, and they just make your town look terrible. And, you know, I've talked to the other mayors. We last week I had the Southern Illinois Mayors Association in Harrisburg for a dinner. And that was one of the big topics that we talked about is, you know, how do you clean up your community? And every mayor that was there said they had this exact same problem. And a lot of these problems that goes with this is these houses are owned by these, they're on these tax sales, and they're owned by people from out of state, and they don't even know what they look like, and they don't care. So we got to figure something out to get these places cleaned up and make our towns look better.
One of the things that I think I was a little surprised by is the sheer amount of money it costs to take down each home. Now, we're not talking about getting the property rights. That's a whole different struggle and time-consuming. But the actual act of clearing a house from a location is an expensive proposition for a town.
It's very expensive. You got to pay for dumpsters. You got to pay for the backhoe operator. I mean, it's a big expense for cities. And you know, there's money out there available through the state that can help you beautify your community, and you can use that toward that. And you know, that's what Harrisburg's taking advantage of, and we've done very well with it. We tore down quite a few houses and a few buildings in Harrisburg since I become mayor.
Do you know how many, John?
I don't know exactly how many, but I can just tell you in the last month we tore down six. So, you know, we're on it every month. Every month we're doing some. We got some coming up again next month. So
are some
we're
of these
just trying to clean our community up.
Are some of these organizations that are helping clean with the heavy equipment, I mean, they're coming in with the big stuff and knock them down and put them on a truck and everything goes. Have some of those people been doing that at a reduced price or offering you service for free?
They haven't been doing it for free. Nothing's okay. For free anymore.
Right.
But they have been doing it at a reduced price. And we bid those out. So we take the lowest bid. So there's a lot of people looking for work right now. So the bids are coming in pretty good.
So, you know, one of the things is the appearance of a town is because people look at this and decide whether they want to go there, live there, and in some cases open a business. I see it happening in a lot of other towns, whether it's Carbondale or Marion or Heron. I see, you know, new this or new that. Are you seeing any new business, new investment when it comes to retail in particular in Harrisburg?
We are, Tom, and I contribute a lot of the things that are happening in Harrisburg to the citizens of Harrisburg for trying to clean their properties up, clean the town up. You know, we've taken big steps on beautifying our uptown to make our uptown look great when people come into our town. And with us doing things like that, you know, we got new things coming. We have a Starbucks coming. We have a new shopping center in the works right now. The two shopping centers that we do have that just look absolutely horrible have been run down. Nobody's been in them for years. They just recently sold. They're getting ready to start doing some remodeling. So there's a lot of things getting ready to happen in Harrisburg because, once again, like I always say, Harrisburg is in this little corner over here, but we're the hub of the southeastern corner. So everybody has to come to Harrisburg to shop. We have everything that nobody else has over here. So we're like the Marions and Carbondale on this side of town.
Right. You're the retail hub, and in some cases, healthcare hub, too. You got a hospital in Harrisburg, and that is important for people. Another question for you real quick. I've talked to other mayors about the problems that municipalities have faced with late mail. Have you seen that phenomenon? Has it affected you, your water customers? Have you seen that same type of thing, John?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, there for a while, the mail was, you know, really, really behind. People weren't getting their water bills for like after we would mail them, they wouldn't get them sometimes for like a month later. It's gotten a little bit better here lately since Congressman Mike Boss has got involved with it. So that's kind of, it has gotten better in Harrisburg. I don't know about other communities, but I think there is a big thing. And we started up with our water customers. We let them sign up for electronic payments now. That's really taken off really good, helped out. And we send out emails now to our customers that we have their email address.
Great. Harrisburg Mayor John McPeak. And this weekend, the Sasquatch Festival. Yeah. Hit me this.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Before I go, I do want to say one thing, though.
Sure.
About eight months ago, you introduced me to a guy named a deputy governor named Andy Menar.
I did.
Think his name was.
Yes.
And I just want to tell you that him and the governor, I know they always forget about this side of southeastern Illinois, but there's been a lot going on in Harrisburg. Road construction, things getting done, and I just want to thank those guys for what they've done for Harrisburg.
Good. Well, I was glad I was able to put you guys together and help, John.
I appreciate that.
All right, buddy. Well, I know you'd talk to me about that, and then I'd talk to the governor's office about that, and I know he'd made at least one visit, and if he's responding, then that's what we're looking for. Quickly, before I let you go, John, this weekend, the Sasquatch Festival starts Saturday morning at the 5K, and final words on that for people who might think about popping over to Harrisburg.
you know, it's going to be a beautiful day. Come over, check out Sasquatch Festival. We got wood carving, big wood carving going on, the car show. Like I said, over 100 vendors. Just hope to see everybody over here Saturday.
It's your last chance to do your Sasquatch call, John.
Tom, it's too loud. It would. You got to handle it.
Okay, all right. If you say so. Sunshine today. Look for a high 72.